Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. On October 7th, 2020, I began my current teaching titled Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right, because we have an adversary, Satan, whose only intention is to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's deadly diseases, including COVID-19, were spawned in the pit of hell to destroy God's greatest creation, man. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning of this teaching, know that based on Scripture, I have made a valid case that the Holy Bible is a blood covenant book that was instituted by our Heavenly Father on the life, blood, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a result of Jesus' obedience and faithfulness to complete his earthly assignment, mankind can once again be reunited to our Creator and live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. God gave Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, to lay his life down on our behalf, whereupon safeguarding the blood covenant he made with Abraham and ensuring that no man could once again separate us from him. As a result, we can depend on God's promises recorded in the Holy Bible. His promises are forevermore written and confirmed on his life unto death. I thank my God and Jesus Christ that God is not a man that he should lie. Further, that Jesus did complete his redemptive assignment for all men. Christians can rest assured that our salvation and abundant life is paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, including our covenant right to divine healing. Listener, we are nearing the end of this study. So if you have missed any part of this teaching or would like to re-listen to any of the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. Now, before we reread our four foundational scriptures for this teaching, please note that I am purposely reading these foundational scriptures each week so that the truth contained in these verses will penetrate not just your mind, but your spirit. Whereupon, in the future, when sickness and disease try to come against you, the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance this living Word of God. Then you can speak this blessed Word over your challenge and drive Satan and his demonic assignments away from you. For this study, I will continue to quote from the Amplified Study Bible unless otherwise stated. Please turn to our first foundational scripture found in the book of Psalm. Psalm 103, we're going to read verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me, bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits. Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle. Please turn to our second foundational scripture found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53, we're going to read verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, "But in fact, he, Jesus, has bore our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assume that he was stricken, struck down by God and degraded and humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him, Jesus. And by his stripes, wounds, we are healed." Please turn to our third foundational scripture found in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8, we're going to read verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, "When evening came, they brought to him, Jesus, many who were under the power of demons, and he cast out the evil spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick, exhibiting his authority as Messiah, so that he fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took our infirmities upon himself and carried away our diseases." Now let's turn to our last foundational scripture found in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 verse, verse 24. It says, "He, Jesus, personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as on an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his, Jesus' wounds, you who believe have been healed." All of these scriptures and many more like them that we have read and examined throughout this teaching tell us that Jesus took every sickness, every pain, every disease on himself. As a result, we believers do not have to accept Satan's physical attacks on mankind. We are healed in Jesus. Amen. When I closed last week, we were examining scriptures that tell us that Jesus is the high priest of our words. Jesus acts on our words if we give him a positive confession that lines up with God's holy word. It is our words that bring us life or death. Family, I plead with you to take the time to do a self-examination of your words. And if your words do not line up with God's truth, ask for forgiveness and start speaking God talk today. Please turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 12. I want to read verses 33 through 37. We're talking about the power of our words. Verse 33 says, "Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is recognized and judged by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man from his inner good treasure brings out good things, and the evil man from his inner evil treasure brings out evil things. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will have to give an account for every careless or useless word they speak. Verse 37. For by your words, reflecting your spiritual condition, you will be justified and acquitted of the guilt of sin. And by your words, rejecting me, you will be condemned and sentenced. Family, I want you to pay close attention. I'm going to be going right back to verse number 34 and highlight some very important phrases and points that we need to come to understand so that we can keep ourselves safe from Satan and his demonic assignments. Remember, it is our words that give our Heavenly Father permission to work on our behalf. On the other hand, though, it is our words, negative words, that give Satan permission to work against us. So we are in control by our words. Verse 34 says, last part of the scripture says, how can you speak good things when you are evil? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. Family, we have to do a heart checkup. We need to examine what really dwells in us. Are we the reflection of Jesus Christ? Or are we playing games, playing church, and doing everything the world does just to get by? Family, these are critical times, and we need to be serious about the things of God if we want to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body. Let's drop down to verse 36. I want to read pretty much the whole verse. It says, on the day of judgment, people will have to give an account for every careless or useless word they speak. Notice that it said for every careless and useless word, not action. And I have said this in previous times in the past with regards to this teaching, but it is our words that come before our actions. Whatever you are dwelling on, whatever you are speaking on, that is what you're going to do. So you want to be very careful about what you say with regards to your life of your loved ones, your community, your nation, the world. Last verse, verse 37, I will read it word for word. Again, listener, pay close attention. It says, for by your words, reflecting on your spiritual condition, you will be justified and acquitted of the guilt of sin. And by your words, rejecting me, you will be condemned and sentenced. God is clearly telling us that it is our words, not our acts, that will be judged and ultimately condemn us. And this is because our acts are directed by our words. We are and will do what we say out loud on a consistent basis. Our words have creative power, just like our living God. This is why we need to study God's word daily and find out what his word says about us and the circumstances of life so that we may speak his solution to every issue in our life. That is extremely important, family. We are the ones in control of life or death in our life. So pay attention to your words and make sure that your words line up with God's word each and every time. Know for a fact that what you say on a continuous basis, whether it be good or bad, will come to pass. This is a biblical law that we must come to understand and utilize every day. We must talk God talk. Now, here is a very important warning for all those who are hearing about this biblical law for the first time. You will need to stand your ground and not allow Satan to distract or wear you down. Satan, his demons, and evil assignments are designed to get Christians to look at the circumstances of life, to cause you to give up and abandon your faith confession before the manifestation of your petition is received in the natural. So what must we do while we are waiting for the manifestation of our prayer and or faith confessions? Please turn to the book of Daniel. We are about to read what happened when Daniel prayed to God regarding a vision he had concerning his people. Daniel chapter 10, we're going to read verses 10 through 13. Verse 10 says, "Then behold, a hand touched me and set me unsteadily on my hands and knees. So he said to me, 'O Daniel, you highly regarded and greatly beloved man, understand the words that I'm about to say to you and stand upright, for I have been sent to you.' And while he was saying this word to me, I stood up trembling." Verse 12, "Then he said to me, 'Do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, also known as Satan, was standing in opposition of me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief of the celestial princesses, came to me, for I had been left there with the kings of Persia." I'm going to stop right there because many of you have read this passage in the past and know exactly what I'm about to say. But for those who are hearing this for the first time or are looking for more understanding about our words, the biblical law of speaking life and death over our own individual lives, I want you to pay close attention to what is going on in this passage. I want you to go back to verse 12. So what has happened is that Daniel prayed, and God sent his messenger angel. And the angel appeared to Daniel, which caused him to tremble because of the brilliance and also probably his magnificence. But Daniel was listening, and this is what the messenger angel told him in verse 12. "Do not be afraid, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard." Your words were heard. So, family, when a situation arises and you pray, your words are heard. They come before the throne of God, and he hears your words if your words line up with his holy word. He goes on to say, the angel, "And I have come in response to your words." Notice that it doesn't say he came in response to his troubles or his crying or his emotions or the situation in itself. No. The angel was set out to speak to Daniel because of Daniel's words. I'm trying to make a very important point. I wanted to make it so clear that you'll never have any doubt when you pray to the Heavenly Father according to his word that God heard you. So pay close attention, family. He said that he came because of Daniel's words. Verse 13. I want to just read a small portion of the first part of the verse. It says, "Satan was standing in opposition of me for 21 days. Family, this is important to understand because when you pray, don't get discouraged. It may take days. But when you are confident in the word of God, when you have prayed according to God's will regarding the circumstance, God heard your words, and an angel, a messenger, has been dispatched to give you the answer. But notice what happened to Daniel here. Even though he prayed according to God's word, and he was waiting for the answer that was sent out immediately, the angel had opposition. And I hope I don't have to say it, but I'm going to say it because I want it to be crystal clear. God is not holding up your answer. Satan is. So we're going to have to do something, family. And I'm going to give you instructions about what to do while you're waiting for the manifestation in just a hot second. But let's also read from the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 12. I want to read two verses, and then I'm going to make give you an explanation with regards to what do we do while we're waiting for the manifestation. Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. Verse 10 says, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, 'Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom, dominion and reign of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser, Satan, of our believing brothers and sisters has been thrown down at last. He who accuses them and keeps bringing charges of sinful behavior against them before our God day and night.'" Verse 11. "And they overcame and conquered him, Satan, because of the blood of the Lamb, that being Jesus, and because of the word of their believers' testimony. For they did not love their life and renounce their faith, even when faced with death." Here are the important points that I want you to take note of before we continue on in this same subject about why we have to speak the word of God over our lives. Let's go back to verse number 10, the phrase that says, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom, dominion, reign of our God and the authority of Christ have come." All that is required for us to live victorious has already been accomplished in Jesus Christ. It is available to each and every individual on this earth realm. For those of us Christians who have accepted this authority, we have accepted the gift of salvation. That's where we get the power, the kingdom, dominion, and reign of our God in Christ Jesus. Drop down to verse 11. I want to read the whole verse because this verse is so important for every believer. And it says, "And they overcame and conquered him, Satan, because of the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, and because of the word of their believers' testimony. For they did not love their life and renounce their faith, even when faced with death." Christians, we have overcome Satan with Jesus' blood through salvation and our faith confessions that line up with God's word. This is why we must speak God's word daily to keep Satan, his demons, and evil assignments under our feet. In other words, keep all evil situations null and void in our lives. Therefore, I encourage each and every one of you to go through the Bible and select those verses that minister to your heart and those areas in your life that you have need of. I personally have made it a habit not to leave the bed in the morning until I have spoken to my Heavenly Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and my ministering angels. I declare in faith that this day is full of victories and will be blessed in Jesus' name. Here are some faith confessions that you may want to use. I begin my faith confessions as follows. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and I live by faith. That's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, and Romans 1, 17. Jesus bore my sins in his own body and by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. That's found in 1 Peter 2:24. I overcome sickness and disease by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. That's found in Revelation 12:11. I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Jesus has delivered me from the power of darkness, and Satan has no dominion over me. That's found in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. I am strong in faith, knowing that greater is Jesus that is in me than Satan who is in the world. That's found in Romans chapter 4, verse 20, and 1 John 4:4. I am not anxious about anything, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keeps my heart and mind at peace through Christ Jesus. That's found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Next declaration. You set your word and healed me and delivered me from any destruction. That's found in Psalm 107, verse 20. Oh, I'm so sorry. Family, I am out of time. Please come back next week as we continue our study on divine healing, our covenant right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.